It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And coming up, life in a tunnel that straddles the U.S.-Mexican border. But first... time for comments from you, our listeners. That's Mary Jane Newborn, who listens to WNKU in Northern Kentucky.
You fooled me.
And that's what many of you said after hearing Neil Rausch's April Fool's report on oil drilling in Central Park. Fantastic. Ranks up there with Orson Welles' Invaders broadcast, writes Ellen Campbell, who listens to WNMU out of Marquette, Michigan. I wasn't really sure until you mentioned Al T. Cocker. Although, after all, some of the environmental decisions being made these days are almost as absurd. Rich Brown, who hears us on KWMU in St. Louis, said for him, the joke was bittersweet. Well worth the laugh, he writes. Then sadness hit me when I realized that the story about George Bush turning his back on the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty was not a hoax. I wonder, will W come to his senses and say, gotcha, or will we be fixing the environmental damage of his administration for decades after he's gone? And Watertown, Massachusetts resident and WBUR Boston listener Mary Carey heard our interview with the National Security Advisor for the Chancellor of Germany, who criticized the White House decision to drop out of the Kyoto Accord to fight climate change. Perhaps President Bush has done us a favor, writes Ms. Carey. The uproar of the international community forces the media to report it and Americans to discuss it. Had Bush just quietly not taken a stand, would we be discussing it? We'd like you to take a stand on our program, and we welcome your comments. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write to 8 Story Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02138. Our email address is letters@loe.org. Once again, letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at www.loe.org. That's www.loe.org. CDs, tapes, and transcripts are $15.